As Sophie left her lover's apartment, again that pointless fear suddenly overwhelmed her. All at once, there was a shape like a black spinning top circling before her eyes. Her knees froze in dreadful rigidity, and she had to catch hold of the banister rail in haste to keep herself from falling abruptly forwards. It was not the first time she had taken the risk of visiting him here, and this sudden fit of terror was by no means new to her. However much she steeled herself against it, every time she set off for home, she was always subject, for no reason at all, to such attacks of senseless, ridiculous fear. The way to her rendezvous was infinitely easier. Then she told the cab driver to stop at the corner of the street. Swiftly and without looking up, she walked the few steps to the front door of the building where he lived, walked up the stairs, hurried up the stairs. After all, she knew he was waiting for her in the apartment. He would quickly open the door. And her initial alarm, which had been mingled with ardent impatience, dissolved in the heat of their embrace. He made everything disappear.